Cumulus Station.
Bad weather coming. Legal trouble coming. I'm Christopher Cruz. People across parts of the South Central U.S. are being encouraged to stay alert for the possibility of severe weekend weather. It could hit areas from East Texas to the Ohio Valley.
Frequent lightning strikes, high wind, heavy rain, and the chance of tornadoes, all in the forecast. Meteorologist Steve Fano says the strongest storms are likely to be seen in parts of Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri, and places to the east.
That system will move to the east and probably have a little better moisture to work with, and that's why the storms will be a little bit stronger out east.
The threat comes less than a week after 23 people were killed in an EF4 tornado that devastated parts of Alabama. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
Minneapolis is going to get hit with a major snowstorm today, says meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
Today in Minneapolis, we could pick up 8 to 12 inches of snowfall, which is more than their monthly average for the entire month of March. An incredible amount of snow that has the potential to bring this city to a halt.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is facing a 16-count grand jury indictment on charges he lied to Chicago police. Correspondent Nick Watt.
Smollett claims he was attacked in the early hours of January 29th in Chicago by two men that he says put a noose around his neck, threw an unknown liquid on him, and shouted racist and homophobic epithets at him. Smollett then went on Good Morning America and detailed those attacks as well.
Smollett has denied that he staged the attack. His attorney calls the indictment vindictive. A federal judge on Friday ordered former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to jail for refusing to testify before a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks. Manning was sent to jail after she confirmed that she would not appear before the grand jury because she objects to the secrecy of the process. The Dow on Friday dropped 2 points, S&P 500 down 6, NASDAQ down 13. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
We set our clocks ahead 1 hour at 2 a.m. local time Sunday. If Florida has its way, we won't be moving them back this fall.
On Wednesday, Senator Marco Rubio reintroduced the Sunshine Protection Act, which would keep daylight saving time in effect all year long. But note the word reintroduced. Don't count on Congress making time for a debate on changing our clocks. And if it did, Arizona would fight it.
An extra hour of sunlight in the summertime here is a bad idea. And no, Arizona will never adopt daylight saving time.
In a video post, Scott Craven of the Arizona Republic newspaper says it gets hot in June, July, and August. He doesn't want that extra hour. I'm Evan Haining.
President Trump will send a budget proposal to Congress on Monday that increases defense spending and cuts non-defense discretionary programs. The plan asks for money for a border wall and for money to create the Space Force. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Man, aren't you...
Serious accident northbound on 95 in Maryland after 212. The three right lanes are currently blocked. All lanes have been blocked, but now one left lane is getting by, but the right side of the roadway blocked with a serious accident there. Now in Virginia and southbound 95 after Route 17 Warrenton Road in Falmouth, we have an accident blocking the left lane. On the inner loop of the Beltway at Van Dorn, an accident just cleared from the roadway. And keep in mind in the district, Riggs Road is closed right now in both directions from North Capitol Street to Rock Creek Church Road, due to pole repairs.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, the Del Walmsley Show at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 on WMAL.
Man, aren't you tired of being hoodwinked into buying socks size 9 through 12? 9 through 12 is a size range, not a size. How can one size sock fit four different feet the same? Kane 11 makes men's socks in 11 individual shoe sizes, 7 through 17. It just makes sense. Everything else you wear fits. So should your socks. Kane 11 socks are crafted with premium merino wool in the ideal weight and cushioning for year-round comfort. I'm Pete Hunsinger, co-founder of Kane 11. Our socks are an innovation of concept and design that take the mystery out of sock sizing forever. Take it from me, you'll be amazed at how comfortable socks are when they actually fit. Kane 11 designs are stylish yet understated, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. Be prepared. You'll be surprised the difference wearing socks that actually fit makes. You will never go back to wearing multi-size socks again. Kane 11, precisely your size.
Save 20% off your first order at Kane11.com. Enter promo code SOCK. That's Kane11.com. Kane11.com. Promo code SOCK.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, March 9th and 10th. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, March 9th and 10th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
You know, really what it takes is just making your finances and your retirement a priority.
If you wait too long, it can impact the end result.
Because this hard work that we've done over the course of our lives to save and invest as much as we can and grow our monies as much as we can all leads to one thing in retirement, and it's all about income.
Join them Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
It's March Markdowns at the National Capital Boat Show. With everything you need to hit the water, March 8th through the 10th. Prices like you've never seen before. Boats for every budget, all under one roof at the Dulles Expo Center. Plus, enjoy free educational seminars. You won't want to miss these markdowns. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center, March 8th through the 10th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
Why stay local when you can go global?
It's gonna be free right about now.
With Norwegian Cruise Line, you can shift out of traffic and into vacation mode. Before you know it, you'll be free at sea. What is free at sea? It's your choice of up to 5 free offers, like free unlimited open bar, free shore excursions, and more. So sail to the Caribbean, Alaska, or Hawaii, and vacay your way. Only on Norwegian. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news!
Q Mornings on the Mall. Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton and our producer this morning. And obviously plenty to cover. And the Democratic Party is it's the circular firing squad week. Three, and we're going to get into some of the details momentarily. Ilhan Omar, another tough week for Ilhan, and she is now the poster child for the Republicans and people in general to criticize the party, taking that honor from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. President was at the White House yesterday, leaving for Alabama to survey the tornado damage. And the president had a couple of comments to make that I thought we would start with because it will segue in to the issues that the Democrats are having and some very interesting sound from the week to start us off this morning. And a lot of question marks about North Korea, reports this week that possibly North Korea has started its nuclear program again and started up one of the sites that Kim Jong-un had closed temporarily while the negotiations were going on. But the question mark now is, what's next with North Korea? And, of course, questions from the media to the president.
Well, time will tell, but I have a feeling that our relationship with North Korea, Kim Jong-un and myself, Chairman Kim, I think it's a very good one. I think it remains good. I would be surprised in a negative way if he did anything that was not per our understanding. But we'll see what happens. Look, when I came in, under the Obama administration, North Korea was a disaster. You were going to war, folks, whether you know it or not. You were going to war. There was no talking. There was testing. We didn't have our people back. We didn't have our great hostages back. Now we're getting the remains. We're doing a lot of things now. This was a disaster. I inherited a mess. In many ways, the Middle East, I inherited a mess. And it's straightening out a lot. We're doing very well there. I inherited a mess. I inherited a mess with North Korea. And right now, you have no testing. You have no nothing. Let's see what happens. But I would be very disappointed if I saw testing.
So those are the president's comments on North Korea. And he moved on, of course, the question of Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort. Would there be a pardon? And the media asking the president that question.
I don't even discuss it. The only one discussing it is you. I haven't discussed it. I know that in watching and seeing you folks at night, that Michael Cohen lied about the pardon. I know it's a stone-cold lie, and he's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie. And he knew all about pardons. His lawyers said that they went to my lawyers and asked for pardons. And I could go a step above that, but I won't go do it now.
Okay, so that's the president leaving for Alabama yesterday. And the fireworks really have been going on all week around Ilhan Omar. And she capped the week off with more controversy in an interview with Politico. It's the gift that keeps on giving. So here's sort of how this went down during the week. She's made some anti-Semitic comments. And there was a resolution that the House was passing, and it was primarily aimed initially at anti-Semitic remarks. And then the Democrats watered it down, is the way a lot of people are putting it, and sort of put it into sort of blanket groups, not just anti-Semitic comments, but blanket groups about a number of different minorities. Well, there's a lot of criticism of that move by the Democrats, including a Democrat, Elliot Engel.
This resolution is a fine resolution, and I will support it, but I am very disappointed that we weren't able to have a separate resolution to specifically condemn anti-Semitism and what our colleague said that really was a very hateful term.
So he's upset about it. He's a Democrat. Now, Nancy Pelosi's in the middle of all this, and wow, you know, what does she do? You know, she's like the school teacher that's got this real rowdy student, and you have to handle the student with kid gloves because you don't want to upset everybody else. But you've got this very vocal student that continues to be a problem. So how's Nancy deal with all this?
It was important for me to speak to the member first before we would proceed. She was in Africa. After I spoke to her, members had different tacks they wanted to take, some their individual statements, some thinking we should have a resolution. I thought the resolution should be enlarge the issue to anti-Semitism, anti-Islamophobia, et cetera, anti-white supremacist, and that it should not mention her name, and that's what we're working on, something that is one resolution addressing these forms of hatred, not mentioning her name, because it's not about her. It's about these forms of hatred.
Okay, now Republicans have made comments and everybody piles on. They get censured. The media goes after them, often drums them out of office. In this case, no. Now, everybody goes after President Trump whenever he says something that's, controversial or potentially insensitive to a particular minority or to group, everybody piles on Trump. But here's Pelosi giving Elon a pass. This is cut six, as Nancy Pelosi is giving up an excuse here.
Does she need to apologize?
Well, she may need to explain that she did not. It's up to her to explain. But I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words.
She doesn't understand the full weight of her words. If she looks at social media or reads a newspaper, she might understand the weight of her words. She's not 9 or 10 years old. She got herself into the Congress. She was able to read when it came to the testimony of Michael Cohen. She could read that fine when she was asking questions. So I think she understands weights of her words. Here's another one from Pelosi. I just love it. This is Pelosi again, excusing it all away.
I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words. As I say, when you're when you're an advocate out there, as I was, so I appreciate all the enthusiasm that comes into our Congress. I've told you that before. That was me pushing a stroller and carrying those signs. So I understand how advocates come in with their enthusiasms. But when you cross that threshold into Congress, your words weigh much more than when you're shouting at somebody outside. And I feel confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude, but that she didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people, where these words have a history and a cultural impact that may have been unknown to her.
So Pelosi doubling down on the didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people. Are you kidding me? And did you catch the Pelosi laugh in there? You know, that little giggle? The little giggle is a warning sign. She's trying to put one over on you. Just always remember that. You know, she's just trying to get away with one. And she doesn't even believe it enough not to giggle about it, okay? So keep that in mind as you listen to Speaker Pelosi. Well, we have more on Ilhan Omar. We got so much to talk about this morning. Plenty. And Cheryl Atkinson will join us later on. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us. Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. John Gizzi. A lot going on in the planet here. And we're going to check the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in WIL Traffic Center.
The main trouble spot on the roads this morning is 95 in Maryland. Northbound after 212, three right lanes remain blocked with a serious accident. Traffic getting by in one lane to the left. Watch for very slow traffic in the area. We do have an accident in Virginia on southbound 95 after Route 17 Warrington Road blocking the left lane. Earlier accident on the inner loop at Van Dorn completely cleared away. Do be aware of some road work on the Beltway today. The express lane southbound between the Dulles Access Road and West Park Drive is closed for weekend construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at cloudy skies today with a high of 45. Morning showers tomorrow, but a high of 66 in the afternoon on Sunday. Cloudy Monday with a high of 59. Sunshine Tuesday up to 47. Cloudy Wednesday, a high of 51. Outside in Washington, 33. We're headed to 45, and it's 18 minutes after 6.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So, Ilhan Omar, after a kind of a tough week, does an interview with Politico, okay? Now she's going after Obama. So let me read you a couple of quotes from this, because this is classic, and this is what everybody's talking about today. You know, I will talk about the family separation or caging of kids, and people will point out that this was Trump. I mean, this was Obama. I mean, I'll say something about the droning of countries around the world, and people will say that was Obama, and all of that is very true. These are her quotes. We can't be only upset with Trump because he's not a politician who sells us his policies in the most perfect way. His policies are bad, but many of the people who came before him also had really bad policies. They were just more polished than he was, and that's not what we should be looking for. We don't want anybody to get away with murder because they are polished. We want to recognize the actual policies that are behind the pretty face and smile. so that we can understand the kind of negative impact or positive impact they will have on us for generations to come. So she's taken shots at Barack Obama at this point. Then she takes to Twitter to clarify the comments. She says, quote, "I'm an Obama fan. I was saying how Trump is different from Obama and why we should focus on policy, not politics." Okay, nice try. Then she went after the Politico reporter and said that she was taken out of context. Tim Alberta is the Politico reporter, and he came back and tweeted and defended himself. And it's been a fascinating couple of days for Ilhan Omar. Now, it gets even more interesting in the Democratic Party. And so you've got that little circular firing squad in progress. Then we move over to the whole question of socialism, okay? And the question mark, this is from Morning Joe, okay? Joe Scarborough and Donnie Deutsch, two people that I'm not particularly great fans of. But this demonstrates the conundrum in the Democratic Party, and yet a second circular firing squad in progress with the Democrats. Now, we've got Morning Joe Scarborough on with Willie Geist to begin with. So we'll do Willie and Joe first, and then we move on to Donnie Deutsch. But first off, this is the conundrum facing the Democrats.
Willie, I just got a text from one of the smartest people I know in politics who said, oh, my God, the Democratic Party is in crisis. They've gotten to a point where an American success story can't even say he's a capitalist.
Yeah, that was extraordinary, I thought. Governor Hickenlooper, who has done very well in life because he started up this beer company in Denver, became mayor, became the governor of the state, has benefited from capitalism. He couldn't say that he was a capitalist because he was worried about that label. I think it's a statement about where the Democratic Party is. I think it's a statement about fearing the left flank of the party. You've seen Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders obviously sticking to the core of who they are. But even now, people who are not Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, people who are capitalists by definition, by the virtue of the success they've had in their lives, afraid to use the word. It's incredible.
So you've got Joe Scarborough and Willie Geist both talking about the fact that the Democrats can't even say that they're capitalists without fear of retaliation from the left wing of the party. Now, Donnie Deutsch, if you watch Morning Joe, you know how anti-Trump Donnie Deutsch is. You know the vile things that Donnie Deutsch has said about Donald Trump. However, the conundrum continues as we reload the rifles in the circular firing squad. Morning Joe with Donnie Deutsch.
It is incredible. And Donnie Deutsch, I know you've said it, but I mean, others, again, are saying it. The Democratic Party is in crisis right now. Trump is going to devour every one of these candidates if they can't say they support capitalism. But yes, it needs to be reformed. Yes, capitalism has to be reformed from time to time to work for all Americans. But my God, if you're afraid to say you're a capitalist in America, I'm just going to tell you, people on the left tweeting today may not like it. Let me let you in on a little secret. If that is a crisis for your party, you're going to lose in 2020. Just, you know what, pull up the stakes on the tent and just pack her up. The party's over.
You're going to lose in a landslide. Joe, I'm going to take it one step further, because this is how dangerous socialism. I find Donald Trump reprehensible as a human being, but a socialist candidate is more dangerous to this country as far as the strength and well-being of our country than Donald Trump. I would vote for Donald Trump, a despicable human being.
Mm. No, you won't.
Let me tell you
Stop
something.
Yourself.
And let me correct myself. Yeah. I will never vote for Donald Trump. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, very good.
All right, you heard him say it, and they had a little back and forth before Donnie there finally said that he would not vote for Donald Trump. But you heard Donnie Deutsch say that he would vote for Donald Trump before he would vote for a socialist. And then Morning Joe had to beat him down on it. And then, of course, Donnie went ahead and backed down on it. So a rather interesting conversation there. So that's the conundrum for the Democrats. And it's only going to get better. 6:24, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Hi.
This is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Remember to check out our annual Outlook seminar by logging on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and clicking on Annual Seminar. The goal of our seminar is clear. We'll leave economic predictions to the talking heads and instead help you understand what the markets themselves are telling us. Log in and see how the evidence suggests you can be positioned to properly balance potential return with risk management.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Alban Rents has been reloaded. New management, new equipment, new locations with the same reliability you've come to trust. We're equipped to help you with any job. Get started today at albanrents.com. That's albanrents.com. Rents reloaded. More than just dirt.
Saturday Morning Update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. Good to have you with us. And it fascinates me is how when people do dumb things and say dumb things and then double down on them, triple down on them, and quadruple down on them. As an example, Jussie Smollett now has a 16-count indictment against him. Cook County Grand Jury, 16 separate counts. The indictment announced yesterday, but it came down on Thursday. Mark Garagos, highly paid and high-powered L.A. attorney representing Jussie Smollett, says the indictment is vindictive and Smollett maintains his innocence. You have a 16-count indictment. You have the two guys that you paid with a personal check to fake a hate crime. It's obvious, of course, he's innocent until proven guilty, but it's pretty obvious that a hate crime didn't take place. But Mark Garagos says that he did not expect the Cook County Grand Jury would charge Smollett with 16 separate counts, and says the indictment is prosecutorial overkill. He says the indictment is, quote, nothing more than a desperate attempt to make headlines in order to distract from the internal investigation launched to investigate the outrageous leaking of information by the Chicago Police Department and the shameless and illegal invasion of Jussie's privacy? Are you kidding me? Smollett was charged initially with disorderly conduct. He had one against him there. Possibly, if he'd fessed up, they may not have had to taken it to a grand jury. Might have been able to minimize the damage here. He's facing years in prison if they throw the book at him. And if I'm the judge and I'm listening to Mark Garagos make those kind of statements in my courtroom with the evidence against Jussie Smollett, are you kidding me? This is going to get very interesting. 628, Saturday Morning Update.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Helen Flynn, Realtor and Seniors Real Estate Specialist with Long & Foster. You've heard me on Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Do you or a loved one have questions about where you'll go when you can no longer maintain a large home or want to learn about the real estate process? Join me in McLean or Rockville at our Senior Solutions Roundtables, where we will discuss those questions and much more. Just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now to register.
Indeed, it is the Saturday morning update, and we have lots going on. And we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. A lot of question marks about North Korea. You heard about the bombs over in London that they had found, bombs at the airport and the railway station earlier in the week. What's that all about? Who's behind it? We'll talk about the Paul Manafort 47-month sentence that was handed down. We'll talk with Tony about that shortly. Also, the Secretary of the Air Force is leaving, and we're going to ask Tony about that one, too. So lots to cover with Tony Schaefer. Cheryl Atkinson joins us a bit later on this morning. And interesting developments in the world of fake news and how to detect it. And also, efforts to kind of teach people about fake news. How fake are they? Well, that's an interesting conversation that we will have with Cheryl Atkinson later on. Also, we'll have the results of her poll about who will be the Democrats' nominee for president in 2020. And the responses to that poll, fascinating responses. And also, you've heard about the Freedom of Information Act and information you can get from it. Well, it's not that easy to get. We'll find out how difficult it is when we talk with Cheryl later on this morning. Jennifer Harper's coming up next right after the news, and John Gizzi will join us. And we'll talk to John about those 81 people who have received requests for documents from Jerry Nadler and the House Judiciary Committee. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Adam Schiff's efforts. It's all coming up Saturday morning updates. Stay with us.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
And here are some of the other things going on around the world this morning. The president will be making a significant request for border wall funds and seeking money to stand up Space Force as a new branch of the military. This all in the White House budget that will be released next week. That, according to an administration official. For the first time, Trump plans to stick with the strict spending caps imposed years ago, even though lawmakers have largely avoided them with new budget deals. That will likely trigger a shutdown with Congress and a showdown. The official said Friday the president's plan promises to balance the budget in 15 years. Trump is seeking $750 billion for defense, a boost for the military, cutting non-defense discretionary spending by 5% below the cap. Melania Trump rattled off sure-fire applause lines when she addressed a largely female audience that had gathered to celebrate other women. The record number of women in Congress, women's unemployment hitting a 65-year low, 2 million more women in the workforce since Donald Trump was elected president in 2016. This is all in the speech that she made for International Women's Day. Former Vice President Joe Biden is on the cusp of a decision. He is weighing at least one daunting challenge that could complicate his path to Democratic presidential nomination. And some comments that he made years ago have come back to haunt him. And this weekend, he is vacationing with his wife, and they are supposedly, according to sources, talking about whether he will run or not. And this is the family portion of the decision that Joe Biden will have to make. Actor Jan Michael Vincent, who was known for Airwolf, has died at the age of 73, died of cardiac arrest on February 10th in Asheville, North Carolina. That news just coming out yesterday. He's also known for movie roles in the 70s, including The Mechanic. Bill Shine, the former Fox News executive, has resigned as the White House communications director, has joined President Trump's reelection campaign as a senior advisor. Announcement was made by White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, says that Trump accepted the resignation Thursday evening. Went into effect yesterday. Trump says in a statement released by the White House that Bill Shine has, quote, done an outstanding job working for me and the administration. Trump says he looks forward to working with Shine on the campaign trail. 6:34, a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WIL Traffic Center.
The trouble spot of the morning so far remains 95 in Maryland, and that is northbound after 212, where the three right lanes are blocked and the right off-ramp is blocked. Lots of rescue personnel on the scene there. In Falmouth, the earlier wreck southbound 95 after Route 17 Warrington Road, that cleared, and really no delays in that area. In the district, keep in mind that Riggs Road right now is closed in both directions between North Capitol Street and Rock Creek Church Road, and that for pole repairs. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today with a high of 45, but warms up tomorrow. Morning showers, highs of 66 on Sunday. That's the good news. The bad news is you'll lose an hour of sleep tonight. Daylight saving time kicks in at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, so make sure you move your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Partly cloudy on Monday with a high of 59, sunshine Tuesday to 47, and clouds on Wednesday with a high of 51. 33 now, heading to 45, 6:35, Saturday morning update.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I hear the same thing from customers. I think my roof needs to be replaced. Winter was really bad. Wouldn't it be great if our roofs could just send us a message? Maybe an airplane pulling one of those signs saying, "Help, I'm old and tired up here." But is that really necessary? We know our roofs are old. When I'm asked, "Does my roof need to be replaced?" what I hear is, "Ugh, I don't want to pay for this." But at New Look Home Design, you don't have to pay for it all, and you don't have to pay for it now. Through March 31st, pay half later, and the other half, never. Save 50% on all roofing materials. And the half you do pay, pay us later with zero interest and no payments until 2020. Hey, is that an airplane? It's pulling one of those signs. It says, call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
Why am I going on this trip? Well, I'm turning 50 this year and my bucket list is still really long. I want to hike in the Alps while I can. I want to take my kids to see where our family's from, now that they're old enough to appreciate it. And I can't wait to dig into authentic raclette, like my mom used to make. So, here we are, all five of us, getting on a plane to Zurich, Switzerland.
Dulles flies nonstop to more than 135 destinations. Start planning your next adventure at flydulles.com/nonstop.
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm so sorry. Let me just finish this up. There. I placed a trade for tomorrow morning. Boom.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I've been taking classes at Online Trading Academy.
Really?
I was just feeling really stuck, you know, frustrated, trying to get ahead. But they taught me some really great skills, and I'm loving it. They've taught me all these new strategies designed to produce income and grow my retirement savings.
It's Online Trading Academy?
They're a world leader in teaching people how to become traders and investors.
You think I can learn this?
I mean, of course. I was just glad I signed up for their free class to see if Online Trading Academy was right for me. They show you all kinds of different strategies you can learn to make money trading and investing and to adapt to the market, whether it's going up or down.
How do I get started?
Online Trading Academy invites you to their next free class. If you call 877-304-TRADE right now and register, they'll send you a free online video course so you can start learning right away. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update, I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Democrats say to Fox News, no debates for you. Surprising, but then again, not surprising.
Yes, we have a whole drama unfolding in front of us, Rick. It's something that a lot of people have been following this week. And if you didn't hear, the Democratic National Committee is busy planning for its presidential debates. They're going to start in June. That's how quickly this is coming up. They already have 14 declared candidates, and they say that they're going to be able to accommodate up to 40 candidates. So just think about that. Anyway, the Democrats have already awarded the broadcast honors to CNN and NBC and MSNBC and also Telemundo. And our friends over at Fox News also applied to be the host network, and they were turned down by Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez. And He said that most of the time Fox News does nothing but vilify progressives, so forth and so on. And there were a lot of people that were hoping that Fox News would get one of these debates, including, believe it or not, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp came forward, Rick Santorum came forward, even Fox News anchor Bret Baier. They all were talking about what a good thing this would be, and apparently the Democrats do not agree. Well, let's talk about the little firestorm that has followed. In the wake of this, President Trump, who is a master at reading these public situations, he immediately said, well, if you're not going to let Fox News host a Democratic debate, I'm not going to appear on any debates. This is something he noted in a tweet earlier this week. So this sparked all kinds of arguments, Rick. There were people that were accusing the Democrats of suppressing free speech and media bias and all that kind of stuff. And interestingly enough, former DNC chairman Ed Rendell, he came out and he said, this is a mistake. You need to put Fox News on there. And he may have a point here. We have to remember that Fox News is the most watched news cable channel of all, and they have remained number one for over 17 years. They also hold the ratings record for a cable news event. And if you remember back when Megyn Kelly interviewed and talked with President Trump on that famous night, that was the record-breaking 24 million people tuned in to see that. So Fox definitely knows what it's doing in this world. Even the New York Times got in on the act, and they said today in an op-ed, don't abandon Fox News. So that's where we stand now. We don't know. It's a cliffhanger, but that's your debate drama for the week.
It's just two simple points on that. Number one, I would think they could negotiate who would host the debate, and you could probably avoid Judge Jeanine, who I could understand the Democrats probably wouldn't want dissecting their candidates. But Chris Wallace, Bret Baier, those are fair guys. Shepard Smith's a Democrat, I think. So, I mean, I think they could have negotiated their way. And the second point is, all CNN and MSNBC do all day long is vilify the president with a six-pack of pundits to do it. So, you know, it's somewhat hypocritical or double standard to me. But anyway, we move on. How about the Trump campaign reinventing the political poll?
Yeah, you have to admire all of the campaigns that President Trump has conducted, quite a few of them making his way to the White House. But, of course, we've got 2020 coming up. And I have always found that their campaign has been very innovative. And, you know, when you're in doubt about a poll, well, go ahead and conduct your own poll. And President Trump's campaign has literally reinvented the public opinion poll. And they're using it now as a campaign tool and a very engaging one. And, you know, you have to remember that President Trump has always been able to kind of skirt around the news media because he uses social media so well. And now he's going around the pollsters as well. And his campaign has put out about six or so of these public opinion polls. And they are, well, let's just say they are never dry and they are never skimpy. These are polls that include 30 questions. They're sent out by email. And they're very engaging and they really, let's just say they're original. And we've got our new election season arrived, so we've got new polls coming out from the Trump campaign, and they are seeking opinions on the 2020 Democratic platform, among other things. And they offer multiple choice answers, a space for commentary. So they're, you know, fair in their way. And They say in their one of their poll introductions, they say the battle for the 2020 Democratic nomination has turned into an all-out race to the left. The party has made full-blown socialism a major part of their platform, and they want to turn America into the next Venezuela. These are a couple of the questions on this poll. Do you believe that it is unacceptable that Democrats won't fund the wall but demand you support full-term abortions? Do you believe that Democrats pushing for post-term abortion is disgusting? Do you believe wide-open borders threaten our safety? Do you believe that your Second Amendment rights should always be protected? Anyway, it goes on and on. But the thing is that these things can engage the public. They give lots of intel to the strategists. And it's interesting to note that perhaps the Democratic National Committee is kind of taking a page out of this playbook, because this week they issued their own polls, And there were two of them, in fact, and one was called Tell Us How You Plan to Make Donald Trump a One-Term President, and the other was Which Republican Do You Most Want to Defeat? So that's your polling report for the morning.
So not only do we have fake news, now we have fake polls. This is fabulous.
That's true, perhaps.
All right, speaking of socialism, young socialists have made a declaration.
Yes, they have, and they have declared that socialism is now sexy. And let's talk about this a little bit. It's early in the morning for such things, but this has all been talked about in New York Magazine, and this is their title. Pinkos have more fun. This is coming from a political writer there named Simon Van Zuylen Wood. And he says that socialism has become a new way to date in Brooklyn. Now, the young socialists up there have a new dating platform, you know, a matchmaking service that's called Red Yenta. And so this is what Mr. Van Zuylen Wood has to say about that. He says, until very recently, it wasn't that socialism was toxic in a Red Scare way. It was irrelevant in a dustbin of history way. But then came Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign, and he cites the rise of the Democratic Socialists of America. They now have 55,000 members and 250 local groups, and the spectacular rise of, guess who, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and they're pointing out that the cool-headed Obama technocracy is out, and that the strident left-wing moral clarity is in. And while this atmospheric shift is felt most acutely among the left literary crowd, it's bled into the general discourse, and maybe he cites some of the media that's getting in on all of this. And he said, the word socialism has become kind of a blank canvas on which young leftists project their political desires. The reason to call it socialism, the lefty journalist Kate Arnoff has said, it's because people are calling it socialism. At least in Brooklyn, calling yourself a socialist sounds sexier than anything else out there without necessarily advocating anything too risky. So socialism sexy, I don't know, but that's what they're thinking up in New York City.
Wow, that's a lot, a lot to ingest.
Yes, I guess.
All right, so we know that Capitol Hill is known for its inaction and kicking can down the road. Lawmakers reintroducing the same bill they've been trying to pass for 20 years. What's the bill and what's the prognosis?
Yes, well, I bet a lot of our listeners would know about this bill. And this is coming from a pair of Republicans who still want Americans to understand each other. Let's talk about Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma. This week he introduced the English Language Unity Act, which establishes English as the official language of the United States. And Senator Mike Grounds of South Dakota is the co-sponsor. And this is what they have to say. Language has the power to unify people of all walks of life. By establishing English as the official language of our nation, we will become further unified. And they say that English is the official language of 32 states, but not of the nation. And the bill would change all that. And there's been a lot of pushback about from the folks who favor immigration and so forth and so on. It's very complicated. But this particular legislation has a 20-year heritage among some very determined Republicans. It was first introduced in 2005 by Representative Steve King of Iowa. And it was based on similar legislation sponsored by Representative Bob Barr of Georgia all the way back in 1999. So they are still trying to get English as the official language of the nation. We'll see what happens.
I don't see that when getting through the House myself.
I agree.
Often when I go to the grocery store, I will look at a product and say, wait a minute, that costs a lot more than it did like a couple of months ago. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we certainly think about this on a Saturday. If you're wondering, a lot of people are puzzling with why are prescription drug prices going up. They're also wondering why the price hikes at the grocery store. And there's some folks that are saying that overall prices have risen 19% in recent years. This is coming from Wall Street 24/7, a very interesting consumer research group. And they based all of their judgments on consumer price indexes and Bureau of Labor Statistics data, and they figured out the top 20 items which are now driving up all the prices. Interesting idea. And I'm not going to go through all 20 items, just the top five. If you're curious about which one of these groceries you may buy today or tomorrow are driving up the groceries. In fifth place, it's salt, seasoning, and spices. They've had a price increase of 32% in the last couple of years, followed by oranges and tangerine, up by 38%, beef and veal up by 42.4%, seafood up by 42.5%, and believe it or not, in first place is margarine, and it had a price increase of 50.2%. And of course, we can't overlook our beloved bacon. Bacon is on this list, but it's only ranked at number 15. The price of bacon has gone up by about 25%. And this is what our researchers over at Wall Street 24/7 have to say. The climb in the prices of breakfast meat is partially attributed to growing demand. Americans are projected to consume this year an average of 52.3 pounds of pork, the most commonly used meat for bacon and sausage, which has gone up from 48.9 pounds a couple of years ago, and this is according to the United States Department of Agriculture. So the demand for our beloved bacon is up, and there goes the price.
So don't let Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez read that report. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Rick.
6:51, Saturday morning update. Michelle Murray is in WIL Traffic Center.
Problems continue in Maryland on northbound 95 with the wreck at 212, blocking the three right lanes. Traffic jam from the Beltway. Also, the right off-ramp to go onto 212 is closed due to the accident. In the district, Ridge Road is closed in both directions between North Capitol Street and Rock Creek Church Road because of pole repairs. And also, if you're traveling on 395, keep in mind there is some road work right now southbound at Duke Street along the right side of the roadway, causing a brief delay. Eastbound 66 at exit 52, watch for an incident on the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy today with a high of 45, showers tomorrow, high 66, cloudy on Monday with highs of 59. Tuesday looks like sunshine, high 47, clouds on Wednesday with a high of 51. Right now in Washington, 33, we're headed to 45, and it's 6:52, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Interesting dialogue this week. Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, took aim at the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, on Wednesday. Clapper was on TV. He denied during an interview that he had lied to Congress in testimony in 2013. Now, Wyden is a senior member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he called on Clapper to, quote, stop making excuses, and accused him of, quote, lying to the American people about mass surveillance. This is Democratic Senator Ron Wyden going after James Clapper. He said, quote, James Clapper needs to stop making excuses for lying to the American people about mass surveillance, a tweet from Democratic Senator Wyden on Wednesday afternoon. To be clear, I sent him the question in advance. I asked him to correct the record afterward. He chose to let the lie stand. End of quote. Interesting. How many people go to jail for lying to Congress? 6:53, Saturday morning update.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry! Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save a dollar on any two Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
Simply Safe is the fastest growing home security company in the country, protecting over 3 million people already. They protect your home 24/7 with no contracts, no hidden fees. You can order your Simply Safe system online, just a few clicks, and you'll see it feels good to fear less. Go to SimplySafeUSA.com to get free shipping, free returns, and 10% off your system. SimplySafeUSA.com.
.656 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL, and we like to come across gems in the news from legitimate sources, but still fascinating stories for you. As an example, how about this one? You know, Michael Avenatti, of course, the darling attorney that has been so prominent on the channels like MSNBC, CNN. His longtime law firm is named Egan Avenatti. Well, late Thursday, according to the Los Angeles Times, the firm filed for federal bankruptcy protection. It's the second time in 2 years that it has sought court protection from its creditors. The move comes after Jason Frank, a former lawyer at the firm, filed court papers accusing Avenatti of hiding millions of dollars from the court that saw its previous bankruptcy. Frank is trying to collect a $10 million judgment that he won against the firm. Asked by email to explain the new bankruptcy, Avenatti responded, quote, "Who cares? Old firm that we have not operated under for a very long time. We want to ensure the proper distribution of assets to creditors. It means nothing to our current law practice. Onward and upward." Boy, is that a dodge. You know what bankruptcy means? All these people we owe money to, they're, well, word starts with an S, but I'll just say they're stuck, okay? They're stuck. They lose most of their money, you know, 10 cents on the dollar. That's Michael Avenatti, okay? Class act there. Frank's lawyer got a little upset about the whole thing, called it exposing his financial shenanigans. That Mr. Avenatti would try something so desperate speaks volumes about how bad the evidence is against him. 6:58, Saturday Morning Update.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Chris Plant here. I'm guessing you outsource a lot of things in your life. You've got your insurance person, an accountant, a hairstylist, dry cleaner, maybe a personal trainer. So why don't you have a personal matchmaker to help you find the most important partnership of your life? Listen, I recently met with the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch in their D.C. area office, and they're amazing professional matchmakers who help people find connections for a living. They get to know you much better than any app can. Best of all, they get you on real dates with real people in a fun and safe environment. Could be lunch or just drinks after work. With the matchmakers at It's Just Lunch on your side, you'll save time, energy, and find someone who fits your lifestyle. It's Just Lunch members are just like you. They're relationship ready and excited to go on high-quality dates today. Find your local personal matchmaker right now by visiting itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
7 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis. Then we are back with John Gizzi, Cheryl Atkinson, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station.